Hey guys, Will Durst here at the DNC, congratulating former First Lady, former U.S. Senator from the state of New York, former Secretary of State, former female, former human, Hillary Diane Rodham Clinton, for finally breaking the glass ceiling. Beware the falling shards. Unfortunately, by way of doing so, she was forced to morph into a political cyborg, which is a problem. And here's another one. We know her too well. She's been on the national stage for 25 years, since 1991, when her husband first ran for president. Which means there's two ways of looking at it, and I don't know how this works. Either she has more baggage than the first United flight out of O'Hare after a freak spring blizzard, or she's like a single sardine thrown over the wall of a cat sanctuary with all the meat stripped from the scandal bone. A major reason I'm glad she's running is she pisses Republicans off so much, it's fun to watch. Seriously, it's biochemical. You remember what they said about her when she was First Lady. She's a liar, she's a thief, she's a lesbian, she murdered Vince Foster with her bare hands and then ate him. That's when she was First Lady. As opposition nominee, the kid gloves are coming off. Originally, the Clintons had three children, but sold two to a Bangkok brothel, to which Bill makes twice yearly visits. The GOP hates her so bad, the rest of us can taste it. All you gotta do is mention her name. They start twitching like a hamster duct-taped to a rotor tiller. Actually make cartoon noises. Try it. Walk up to your favorite conservative and just whisper the words, President Hillary. I'm just looking forward to seeing the little trickle of blood coming out of Bill O'Reilly's ears every night. Sparks shooting out of his eyes. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.